Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
All right, today on the podcast, we're talking about more news out of Runway. If you have followed along with us before, you know that this is one of our favorite, if not our very favorite, video generation software out there right now. They just released Gen 3 Alpha, which has a lot of really cool features. It's a lot faster. You can take images and turn them into video, lots of really cool stuff, and ways you can potentially make money. So, Jaden, why don't you tell us some of these features here and what your favorite parts are?
Yeah, so first, to kick it off and to break down exactly what this thing can do, I'm going to read their like official tweet or whatever when they announced it. So Runway said, Gen 3 Alpha Turbo image to video is now available and can generate 7 times faster for half the price of the original Gen 3 Alpha, all while still matching performance across many use cases. Turbo is available to all plan users, including trial for free users. Then they also said that more improvements to the model, control mechanisms, and possibilities for real-time interactivity to come. Okay, what I'm so excited about this, number one, you can literally go jump on Runway. I believe their website is runwayml.com. You can literally go jump on their website for free today and get it to generate videos for you because they have an amazing free trial program. So really appreciate that. Shout out to Runway for doing that. I went over to test it out after kind of seeing this, and I was like, how much faster is it? How much better is it actually? What is it actually capable of? You know, I always like to, there's all these different tools, and I feel like it's like every 2 to 3 months, I need to go and retest every tool to see where it's at and see like, is it like ready for prime time? So let me tell you, I think Runway is ready for prime time. I'm going to explain exactly what it's capable of doing and what my test was. If by chance you're watching this on Spotify or YouTube, you'll be able to see a demo of like what I'm talking about. But essentially what I did is I uploaded an image, which was something I got off of unsplash.com, right? So the website that you can go and get copyright free images for free. So really high quality image of essentially a person holding a camera. It's a Sony FX30 camera. And I put in the prompt. So you, essentially you can upload an image and give it a prompt as well. So my prompt was show a flash from the lens of the camera. So it then took this video, this image, it turned it into a video where it's like panning around, moving, the person's moving. And then you see kind of this flash coming off of the lens. Now, actually my prompt I'm realizing in retrospect was kind of probably not a good prompt because flash from a camera doesn't actually come off of the lens. It's supposed to come off of the, you know, the light on the camera. So I should have like mentioned that and I probably could redo it. But as it is, it looks like there's kind of some like light reflecting off of the camera. I was honestly really impressed by the video it was able to generate. The quality of the video looks like the quality of the image. And when I uploaded this image, like this thing was like a, you know, 4,000 pixel, super high quality image. And the video looks like it's super high quality as well. Now, the other thing that I think is amazing about this is it's going from like a literal image and turning it into a video, meaning like theoretically you could go and create an entire movie by just, you know, taking a bunch of pictures of all the scenes and then telling Runway how to animate the scenes. That's going to ensure that you have the exact models or actors that you want in there, the exact scenes and sets. It's not like it's generating something from scratch anymore. It's now just bringing your images to life. I think this is super cool.
That's absolutely amazing. That was very impressive. I would love, like when we were first talking about this and reading about it, I was picturing animations and not actual real life, you know, stills coming to life, but that was like, that was very impressive. So thanks for sharing. My mind is going crazy with all the different things you could do with this. If you just recently listened to our other episode, we released about Midjourney just came up with some really cool updates about how you can basically take a character and make a lot of different images with the same character. You can add things, take away things. If you combine that with Runway, you could really make, like you said, Jaden, an entire movie or show, whatever, with Runway. Something I would be interested to know is, I don't know if you know this or not, but could you add motion to people's or characters' mouths with Runway or not? I would be curious to know that.
Yeah, it's not like I think it's not like a really big feature that they have set exactly right now. And there's a couple other tools that do that a bit better, where they do something similar. But Runway actually does have a feature now that I'm looking at called lip sync. So they detect if there's a face in your input video. And yeah, they could do some interesting lip sync things. So I take that back. They do it. That's really interesting. You could use something like 11 Labs to generate an audio and lip sync it to the video. That's insane. You got to admit, that's pretty insane.
Yeah, I mean, so I think we're just getting closer and closer to the point where you could make your own show or movie, like we've always talked about on this podcast. I think it's closer than ever, and you could actually do it now. My mind, I you know, we talk about kids stuff all the time, I think, because we both have kids and we're in that world, but kids shows, I feel like, are still pretty lacking on YouTube. And a lot of them do really well. So I feel like you could develop a character in Midjourney, bring it over to Runway, and then have, you know, an entire show on whatever topic you want. You could even niche down and have it be on a certain character quality or my kid loves fire trucks. So anything about fire trucks, they're going to watch, you know? So I don't know. This is really cool.
No. Okay. Oh my gosh. I have so many insane side hustle ideas. The first thing I want to say though is, if you're not already a member of our school community, you absolutely have to join it. It's $20 a month right now, but we're going to increase the price to $50 a month. So if you are interested, you can lock in the low price now and we won't raise it on you. The link for the school community is in the description. Now, on the school community, we release exclusive content you won't find anywhere else. This week, we just released a video about how to use AI image generators and also video to do a bunch of different side hustles, some that I've done in the past. Specifically, I did one in the past generating, my wife and I kind of did one where she generated content and we made children's books, animated books for Amazon, self-published, and some workbooks, and she sold a bunch of them. So it's been a kind of a really cool side hustle on Amazon. That being said, go make sure that you're part of the school community. You get that exclusive piece of content. I'm going to break that down for you. I think it's a really, really interesting one. One other side hustle idea though, that I had, Jamie, the first thing that, you know, that I'll say is, if you're watching on Spotify or YouTube again, I'll just show you on Runway. There's this button right here called lip sync. When you pull it up, it says type any script or add any audio file to generate speech or lip sync videos. Or start with an example script. So you can type in a script and I could have the guy in my video, his lips move to say that script, or I could upload an audio file from something like 11 Labs and it will sync my audio file to his lips. So insane. This is insane.
Can you try it out a minute? I kind of want to see if type in, just say okay. Cheese.
I'll get it to do something. But first I'm going to tell you my side hustle idea and I want to get your reaction to it, Jamie, while we're waiting for this to generate, because it does take a second.
Yep.
Imagine, so you can upload a video or an image and turn it into a video. Imagine two things. Number one, a comic book. You can make a YouTube channel where you essentially take, now, and I'm sure there's copyright stuff or whatever with comic books, so that might get you in trouble. Maybe you make your own comic book. But like, imagine the concept of taking a comic book, every square in the comic, you could upload and have it animate it. And then you could do a voiceover reading the comic book. And there's like actual videos of what's going on moving in the background. That's number one, really cool idea. Number two, is turning all kids' books into essentially videos. Now, again, you probably would have the issue of like copyright, unless you go get licensing or you talk to the person or you write your own, but you literally could take the images from a famous kids' book, upload it to this, have it animate that image. And then like, there's a whole bunch of YouTube channels where it's like they're reading books, right? And that's allowed, I know. So maybe this would be allowed too, but like, yeah, you have channels where you're reading books. But if it's like kids' books, it's literally the images are actually moving videos. I don't know. What are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, I mean, there's huge opportunity there. I mean, that would take some of the trouble of, you know, writing a compelling story out. Yeah, I would love to know copyright information, especially if you call it the same book, you know, because obviously you want people to be searching for your content too. I don't know. There's tons of things. I think I want to try something though with the new runway feature. This is crazy.
Yeah, so there's a whole bunch of really cool things. I'm testing it out. I'll let you know. But
okay.
I think there's a whole bunch of really awesome features that are now integrated into Runway that were not before. This is just so interesting for me, Jamie, because we have come so far. If you remember, like the first time we were doing Runway demos on this channel, on this podcast, it was literally like Runway was generating videos that looked like really grainy, glitchy GIFs, pretty much. There were these like 3-second long videos that were just like glitching around. There was pixels everywhere. This was in no means high quality. And we've now gone to like a completely different place where you upload an image and it's doing really high quality videos that are done. And it can do them like actually quite fast. So the image that I did, it took like a minute or two. In the past, it would say like, okay, we're generating your video. We'll send you an email when it's done, or we'll send you a notification when it's done and you can come back and check it out. They don't do that anymore because the timeline is getting shorter and shorter on how long it actually takes to kind of do these videos. And an example of this is that literally while I'd been talking, I just had it generate one of these lip sync videos. And so, I don't know, in the course of like a minute there, it generated the lip sync video and it's done. So I don't know. I think it's pretty cool. It's pretty fast.
Yeah, I mean, and when we're talking about the grainy GIFs, that was like 8 or 9 months ago. That wasn't even a year ago. So the fact that it's come this far in 1 year is totally crazy. So I'm excited to see where it goes. And I feel like right now, while it's early and while the news maybe isn't out about some of these tools, it's a great opportunity to jump in and try to make some content and some money from these. But
100%. Hey, if you enjoyed the episode today and you want to learn more ways to make money from AI image generators and these AI video generators, make sure to join our school community. The link is in the description. The price this week is $20 a month. It's never going to be this cheap. We'll bump the price up till it's $50 a month. So I would say get it now if you're interested. An amazing community. We share exclusive content. And this week we have a really cool episode I think you'll love, all about how to make money from AI image generators and video generators. So we'd love to see you there, and we hope that you have an amazing rest of your week.